It's always a joy to be here. Yeah, this is my home church, and so it's always good to get home. 31 years ago when I left, I stood over here in the office on Hilton, and I cried. I loved New Mexico. I loved what God was doing here. The work was just growing and growing, but God's timing is His timing, and so I left and went to Asia Pacific. Now, just to share a little bit on what Pastor was saying, in CEF we have 8 regions. So in these 8 regions, there are 8 regional directors, 8 regional education directors, and now we have usually a literature director and a data manager. But most of those years, it was just the regional director and myself. But every country has their own national director or missionary director. And some countries have an education director. So different countries, I work with different people when I go into those countries. But most of the countries only have a national director because they're not big countries. Outside of China, and then earlier this morning I said Tokyo is the largest city in the world. And you know, it's amazing. God took this shy country girl and put her in some of the largest cities in the world, which is absolutely an amazing thing. But God's grace is what does it. And His calling is what we abide by. And I might just back up and give a little bit of history, because another pastor next Sunday when I'll be up north wanted me to share a little bit of this. You know, God calls and God places. And I grew up in Colorado, and I went to Grace Bible Institute in those days, long, long ago. And in the fall of my last year at Bible school, I went to the Children's Ministries Institute. In those days, it wasn't called that. It was in Michigan. And so I graduated with my class in May in 1968, and I came home to Colorado to be in CEF, and they sent me to Durango. Ooh, Durango's a beautiful place. And when the summer was over, that was just as a summer missionary that summer. When summer was over, I was so young. I said, Lord, I don't know where to go. Where do you want me to go? What do I do? And I just didn't know. Well, when it was time to leave that summer from Durango, the director was in the hospital. And she said to me, we need help here. Will you come? And so, first calling, God called me to southwestern Colorado, and God gave me one beautiful year in the mountains. I loved it. I loved it. And then one day, the regional director here in the States and the state director came to see me, and they said, Jan, southeast Colorado wants to begin CEF, and we want you to go. I said, I will pray. And I went and I'd sit by the river, and I had my list why I should go and why I shouldn't go. Oh, it was hard to leave the mountains. And God sent me to flat, flat, hot, southeast Colorado. But you know what? It was wonderful. When God calls you, it doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter if you're in the high mountains or the semi-arid lands that are flat, flat. And God left me there for 16 or 17 years. And then they asked me to come and teach at headquarters in the institute, the training, and overseas. And so I started doing that, and while I was there, I had a call from the state board here in New Mexico, and they said, we want you to come. So I had an appointment with the state board, but on the way, I had car trouble. I was in Utah. I I had taken a friend someplace, and I broke down in Utah, and I had a Subaru. And in those days, there wasn't just Subaru parts just any place. So we were stuck. And the board here in New Mexico met without me and hired me. So I came here to New Mexico, and I loved the years here. It was wonderful. So many wonderful people that I was able to train and work with, and so many young people that taught five-day clubs. It was just absolutely wonderful. And then I had to make that decision, overseas or New Mexico, and I knew God was calling me overseas. So in all these times, God has placed me exactly where He wants me. And off to Asia I went. And, of course, it's the whole Pacific Rim, Asia-Pacific. I think most of you were here in Sunday school. I think. I had a map then. I don't have the map here again. Actually, what the slides I've prepared now, once a month, the regional education directors, the eight of us around the world, have meetings. And we share, and it was my turn to share last November. And this is the little PowerPoint I worked up to share with them. And I thought, well, this is good. It just gives last year, doesn't go too far back in history, but there's a lot of exciting things that happened that year. We disappeared. What happened? The year's gone. Oh, he's bringing the map back up. Yeah, it was on the other one. So it's a big area. And it starts up there in Mongolia, a cold country, comes down through China, which is the largest country in the world, unless India has now bypassed. It's very close if it hasn't. And then you have all, there's only two landlocked countries in Asia Pacific. Do you know which two? The map is little, it's hard to tell, but Mongolia. Because above Mongolia is Russia, okay, landlocked, and Laos. The only two countries in Asia Pacific that are not an island or the Pacific Ocean comes up to their land. So it's an amazing, amazing place. Just in Australia itself, there's two or three time zones, maybe four time zones. And this morning I said there's eight time zones in that vast land. So all those little islands, they're just little spots on a map. But there are people there, and it's wonderful. So that gives you a little idea. So now let's go to 2023, and I'm just going to kind of go through some of the things God did in 2023 and start with the first picture. Started with Cambodia. Now you'll notice it's still Zoom. We were planning to travel to Cambodia, and I think early December or late November, the director, the national director, wrote me and said, Jan, we're just going to have to do it by Zoom once more. But you know, God's timing and God's direction is so amazing. This morning I mentioned my sister died in December, and we were not able to have her memorial until January. If I had left the first week of January, which I usually do to go to Cambodia, I wouldn't have been at home. But God worked out that little detail long before I ever knew what was going to happen. And so here is Cambodia. It's the first place we started last year. And this year, and I'll get to a picture later because I've put on this year at the end of 2023, we were back face-to-face. So I'll wait for another story till I get there. So that's the special thing about Cambodia. Such a wonderful group of young people. I have been training most of the young people in this picture, and I call them young because I've been training most of them for 20 years and working with them. Is that exciting? Then we went to the Philippines. And we had CMI, which is Children's Ministries Institute. So when you see CMI come up a few times, it will be Children's Ministries Institute. So we had in the national office. And it was a small class, but it was delightful. We had a wonderful, wonderful time there. And from there, we went to Vietnam. Now, if any of you ladies ever go to a manicure, pedicure shop, you will probably meet people from Vietnam. In this country, wherever you go, that's the people that do your toes. And so it's always exciting because I can talk to them about Vietnam and it's so fun for them to talk to somebody that knows their country, and it's fun for me to be with some of the people. So I can't do a lot of talking about Vietnam. It's one of our closed countries because we still have to be very, very careful. But most of the people in this picture, let me double check. No, not in this picture. I think I was supervising 5 or 6 people here in Vietnam. So they are well capable of going on their own. And it's just a wonderful group of people there in Vietnam. Now, this one I showed you this morning, the celebration of graduation for our workers in Myanmar. And again, all of these people, the 4 red ones and the 2 in blue, I've been working with them for over 30 years. And that's what's so exciting, to see what God has done so many years ago, and he's still using these. In those days, they were young, and I was young, and now we're all, all of our hair has changed color, and God is still using us. But it's wonderful. Myanmar is a very harsh country for the people right now, the Christians. And churches are being destroyed, and people are being killed. We just really need to pray for them. But wherever our workers go, their heart is children. They are reaching children. And doesn't matter if you're on the beach or up at a tourist spot or down in a village, if there's children, they talk to them. And that's what's exciting about our trained workers. Then it was back to Philippines. Only Philippines is a big country, many, many, many islands. So our first time there, we were at the national office, which is in one island. Then we were up here at Cagayan de Oro for another CMI, and it was wonderful. And we were staying in a church. The church was there, and then they have an extra building, and that's where we stayed. And that's where we had our classes, and it was just a nice, nice little place. We were there for Easter Sunday, and we had a 4 a.m. Easter sunrise service. And so we needed to get up because we were there on the property. But it was a nice place to have class and lots of nice young people. So these were the students that were going to be graduating. Then it was down to Fiji. And Fiji, again, is many islands. This is a missionary couple that's there from Korea. And they have done an amazing ministry there. They get out to a lot of the islands. They have training. Now, for those of you that don't know, I was teaching in Fiji, and the gal here on the end, Chona. So we were teaching in Fiji, and we had, this was, what, 2019? Is that when COVID hit? We didn't know what was going on in the world. I mean, we just traveled, and we'd been in Thailand, and the only thing we knew was that our flight from Hong Kong to Mongolia was canceled. And it's a good thing, because if we'd gotten to Mongolia, we would have never gotten out. But we had 2 empty weeks. So I said, well, here in Thailand, there's one of my interpreters has asked me always to come down, way down south in Thailand. So I called her and I said, can we do a course for you for 1 week? And they were so excited. So it was wonderful. Then I said, we could always go to Tonga. Tess could always keep us busy. So we went to Tonga for 1 week. So that was our 2 weeks. Then it was to Fiji. Again, we had no idea what was going on in the world. We just travel and teach. And we were on Thursday in Fiji, a pastor in class whose son was the police sergeant in that town called his father and said, everybody has to go home. We are shutting the city down. Well, we didn't even know what that meant, actually. So that evening, the wife of the director had fixed us a nice meal, and we were just enjoying our meal. And another missionary called and said, they, at midnight, are putting spikes across the road, and nobody can go in or out. And he knew that we were there. We packed that evening in 20 minutes. Now, let me tell you, that's a record. Because all of our teaching materials, all of our clothes, our toiletries, it's our home, you know, in that little suitcase. We packed in 20 minutes. A young gal from Tonga had come with us for the training. And so Ju Dong, the director, took us to a hotel just across from the airport. And I began to pray. Now, I may have told you all this. And I said, Lord, I don't know where to go. At that point in time, if I came into the States, I usually came here to New Mexico first, went to Lucy's, and then I would go either to my brother's house or my sister's house, have Christmas, and leave the country. I didn't have a home. I didn't know where to go, and I prayed, and I prayed. I said, Lord, what do I do? And then I remembered a little church in southeast Colorado had started a missionary home. It was one of the farmers' home that he had left and built a different home, and they turned it into a missions house. So I wrote one of my friends, I didn't know who was in charge of it, and I said, is your missionary house at church still running? And she said, oh, we just shut it in January. Now, this is March. And so I said, oh, okay, thank you. And I told her what was happening in and I guess it was email. I don't remember how we were communicating. And I began to pray again, Lord, where do I go? I don't know where to go. So about 15 minutes later, she wrote back and said, Ron and Ruth say you can come and live in their home. And they were down in Oklahoma, and they couldn't get home. And so this young lady met me at the airport in Colorado Springs. I went to the country, Sheridan Lake, Colorado, with my suitcase, summer clothes. And I forgot that March is still cold. So here I am, and I was cold. So they had to round up some sweatshirts and some jackets and things for me to wear, because all I had was my travel suitcase. So that was when I came home. Chona and I were to fly the same day. We went to the airport at 7 a.m., 4 a.m., my flight was 7 a.m., hers was 11 a.m. When we said goodbye, I said, Chona, if you get in trouble, call Ju Dong. Well, we didn't either one think. We had taken the Tongan gal. She'd gotten out on Saturday. We stood in line over 5 hours just to get to the office to be sure our tickets were good. And he assured us we would fly. So I went through the gate, got on my plane, last flight out of Fiji to the States. And it was an added-on flight. And when I got my seat, there was only 3 seats left. Chona was to fly at 11. We said goodbye. She went and got back in line to go get her boarding pass. By the time she got to the ticket counter, they said, sorry, Singapore is closing at midnight. And she was to change planes in Singapore to fly to Philippines. And they said, you're not flying. It took 5 months for us to get her out. But I was snug in my little home in southeast Colorado, just out in the wheat fields, nobody around. Closest neighbor is 3 miles east. Next closest neighbor is 6 miles north, and nobody west and nobody south. So it's just out there in the country. But these people are my good friends, and so now I fly in and out of, well, I don't fly in and out of there. I have to go either to Wichita or Colorado Springs, but I'd come to that little place. So it's, God does amazing things. So that was, that's just kind of exciting to see how God worked all that out. Fiji is wonderful. We'll be going back there this year for 3 months because Judong has never run a CMI on his own, so I will help him get started. He'll be there 3 months. This is Laos. We finally had training for Laos three summers ago, but these students were young. We had a 17-year-old, some 18-year-olds, some 19-year-olds, and they just weren't able to get all the information and pass with good grades. And so I told the director, I said, we're going to have to come back and do the instructor of teachers part again. That's the IOT, instructor of teachers. So 2 summers ago, we went back, and just this year, I went back and supervised 6 of those young people who will now do their training in Laos. Again, Laos is a closed country. It is a communist country. And when you see the Laos flag fly, you also see the Chinese flag flying next to it. So they are very, we have to be very, very careful. I had been over the border into Laos, but this year we had a few days before we started teaching. We do our teaching in Thailand, just over the border, about 30 miles. But I was able to go into Laos and see the country. It's a beautiful country, but it's a very, very difficult country, persecution-wise, for Christians. But now those 6 young people. This is the picture you saw earlier today, Mongolia. And for those who are weren't here then, it was up 4 flights of stairs and no elevator. But God is good, and we had a great class with our students. And then I talked, so this is a repeat. There's a few repeats here. These are the young people. And I asked Pastor this year, we were just doing Zoom, finished just a little bit ago. And I said, all those young people still coming? And he said, yes. And they are just faithful. Their parents are not always supportive, but they are coming to know Jesus as their Savior, and they are just doing what they can in a harsh, harsh land. And then I talked about this. Now I want to back up and tell you a story. Somebody asked me about a memory. This is not, you know, when the memories start, they're not good, but when they end, it's an amazing story. We were flying from Mongolia to Indonesia for this class, and we had to go through Korea. It was a long flight. These flights, you don't just get someplace. They're long, and it was all day. We left at 4 a.m., I think, in Mongolia to go out to the airport. We had to sit in Korea for a while. We got on the plane, and oh, it was so long, and I was beginning to hurt so bad. And I thought, Lord help, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I was sitting beside a young man in the middle seat. And he said, he wasn't talking to me, I don't think, he just said it out loud, 1 more hour. And I looked at him and I said, did you say 1 more hour? And he said, yes. And at that point, every nerve in my body was jumping. When you're up in the air 30,000 feet, you don't, there's nothing you could do. But I said to this young man, I'm going to have to get out. Can you let me out? And I walked to the back of the plane, and I prayed. I said, Lord, help. And I went back to my seat. And when I got back to my seat, this young man looked at me, and he said, I've noticed you've been reading. What were you reading? And I have a Kindle. I was trying to keep my mind occupied. And I said, oh, it's just some little Christmas stories. And we began to talk. He said, I am a Christian. Now, Indonesians are not Christians. They are Muslims. And here I am sitting beside a young man in a middle seat, and he's from Indonesia and a Christian. And he said, you know, I went to Sunday school when I was a boy. I believed in Jesus. But he said, I don't think my teachers knew how to teach. And I said, oh, that's why I'm traveling and teaching, so I can train teachers to know how to teach the children. And that young man talked to me for that whole hour. Do you know how fast an hour goes when somebody's talking? I survived. That was one trip. I didn't think I was going to make it. I don't know how to explain to you when you're in a seat, you can't move. And those planes are not, they're making the seats smaller and smaller. You don't have any place to put your feet. You don't, oh my, and for hours and hours and hours. So we finally landed about 10 p.m., I think. We left at 4 a.m. that morning. And but God provided that young man. I will never forget God's provision through a young man who was a Christian in Indonesia. Is that amazing? God does amazing things. And I had a short prayer. God help. And I really didn't know how I was going to make it. But God did. And God had a plan. And he always does. So that was the young people. And then this one you saw as well. This was my 30th year. And they just had a little something to honor me. This is one of the gals in Thailand. I've got five more minutes, Pastor.
Yeah, about
8 minutes. Okay. This young lady, they have CYIA in northern Thailand, and they have over 100 young people that they train. Absolutely amazing. Then we went back to Mongolia because for them as well, they needed a little more training. And we went back to our four floors up room and had a wonderful class for them. Then we went to Thailand. And so you see my interpreter. Somebody asked earlier, there's always an interpreter standing beside me. We were having a good time there. I don't know what was going on. I can't remember. I was teaching about Bible lesson. Then we went to Timor-Leste. And this was a missionary on this end, and he and his wife have just returned back to Korea. And this, where is he? I think it's, oh, I can't see him from here. Alo, he is now, I think this is him here on the end. Just a young man, he's now the national director of Timor-Leste. And that's what we try. Our goal is to have national directors in each country. Going on to the children in Timor-Leste, loved it. This is a dry lake for those of you that didn't hear this morning. And we're just walking on the lake, and the children loved to come. And I didn't even know that the director had taken this picture. It was exciting. Korea, do a lot of teaching in Korea. I have a suitcase in Korea with winter clothes, because usually when I go there, it's winter time. Then last year, we had a big push for Christmas Party Club trainings. And the first pictures here are Philippines and then Thailand. And I just wanted to put these up. This young gal that you saw in the picture, and there's another young gal in Chiang Mai. So there's Chiang Rai, Chiang Mai. And they work together. They had 104, this is for one of their party club trainings, 104 participants from 49 churches. Their goal was to get into 100 churches and have Christmas party clubs in 100 schools. Is that exciting? They had 63 seminars to do the training, 1,802 volunteers trained, and 1,151 children reached. So that was getting towards the end of last year was our time in Thailand, and I just wanted to share that with you. Now, I did end the year in Palau, one of the islands, and when you arrive there, they have all kinds of special greetings for you, and then another Christmas Party Club training there. I did not do that one. Then I was able to go to headquarters last year, and they'd had a big missionary day for all the missionaries that had been sent. I wasn't there, so that's our new president, Jeremiah, and they gave me a missionary certificate. These three ladies, this is Chona that's been traveling with me for a few years. This is Larita from Singapore, and she's the one that I'm training to take my place. And this year, we started in Cambodia. I have to tell you, three of the young people in that picture now, the top one in Cambodia, are there because they were saved in Sunday school, taught by CEF workers, and challenged, and now they're at the training. And then Philippines, we went to another branch and did another instructor's course. And then I told you I got to go into Laos, and I found one more food that I have not eaten and do not want to eat. It was in the market. Maggots. Moving. I said, no, thank you. It's a beautiful country. And that's the city, and what you see behind us, you go way up in the top, and I said, yeah, I want to do it. So we went clear to the top and looked out over the city, and then we went back to Udintani to do our training. Then I came home to my little home in the country, in the wheat fields, because Taiwan wanted Zoom training, and I just assumed do Zoom training for there right now because you never know what's going to happen. And of course, they had the big earthquake last week along with China threats. And then we did 2 weeks in Mongolia. But my last week before I came down here was probably the most tiring week I've ever had. Not only was I teaching all night for Zoom, I had a 7 a.m. Zoom meeting with the regional education directors and a 5 a.m. meeting the next morning. And that's kind of rough when I've been teaching all night. I was tired. I got tired. So that just finishes the little year in review and where I've been this year. And I thank you. I tell you this every time I come. I can do what I do because you are here praying and giving to help me. You are part of that ministry. So thank you. God bless you. Thanks for letting me share. It's my heart. I love what God sends me to do, and He takes care of me step by step, even on those airplanes 30,000 miles up in the air.